This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Super Tuesday. There are elections in 16 states and one territory today.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are looking for more lopsided victories today that would edge them closer to an expected general election rematch. The president has handily won every contest so far. Trump has taken 7 of 8, and Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia's Politics Center figures the domination will continue.
He may win every single contest,
which would up the pressure on challenger Nikki Haley to drop out.
What more is there to do? Because it's not like you're going to, you literally cannot defeat him at that point.
But Haley's resisted so far, saying Americans want a choice, not a coronation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
They're still digging out from under several feet of snow in Northern California, and more snow is on the way. Kevin Dupuy, who lives in Truckee, said his snowblower broke, but he says it doesn't matter because there's nowhere to put all that snow anyway.
It's not really snow removal because it doesn't get removed. It just kind of just puts it into the bank. So we just move it around.
A tragedy in Nashville last night. A small plane crashed and burst into flames near a highway after the pilot reported engine trouble. Everybody on board apparently died, say authorities. Nobody on the highway was hurt. A fire at an industrial plant in suburban Detroit set off several explosions last night that shot debris into the air. No word on whether anyone was injured. Heavily armed gangs tried to take control of Haiti's main international airport. They shot it out with police and soldiers. The airport was closed when this happened. A report from the UN finds credible allegations that sexual assaults took place during the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. This is AP News. Are you traveling more? A big airline is ordering more planes. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
American Airlines says it's ordering nearly 300 new planes to meet increased travel demand. American Airlines says it's ordered 85 new jets from Boeing, 85 from Europe's Airbus, and 90 smaller jets from Embraer, based in Brazil. The airline's making a show of support for Boeing since the package includes Boeing 737 MAX 10s, an even larger version of the MAX that's not yet even been certified by U.S. regulators. The MAX 9s are the ones under scrutiny after a panel blew off a jet mid-flight in January. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More retailers are fighting a rise in return fraud. Some require a receipt now and charge return fees. It's a $100 billion problem. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.